Pastor Tim Ward is in our morning show studios with us today on WRC Radio. You have some things going on this weekend, some music things, don't you?
Yeah, we have some pretty exciting things. We have a couple ladies, they're young musicians from, one's from Des Moines, Iowa, and one's from the Nashville area. We've had them at other places. I've been pastor and just enjoyed their ministry.
Can you tell us who they are and a little bit about them?
The first one, her name is Katie Maples. It was Katie Kennard when I knew her, but she's gotten married, has a really special little boy now. And so she's, one of them is going to be coming, and the other one is, her name is Allie Crummy, and she's the one from Des Moines.
Okay. And describe the kind of music that they'll be playing.
Okay, so the music is, most of it is self-written. They have composed most of their music themselves. It's kind of easy listening Christian rock. I call it acoustic rock. They do most of it on guitar that they play, as well as keyboards. But it's not a heavy rock. It's easy listening, but it's also, it's a lot about what their spiritual walk has been like. Many things that they sing about and write about are experiences that they've gone through in their walk with faith. Some of it is just kind of simple worship through the eyes of a child. Like one of the songs that Katie Maples does is called God of Fireflies. And it's just the idea of the simple worship that a child experiences when they're outside in the damp grass running barefoot through the grass and the lawn and watching the fireflies light up and just marveling. Just, you know, they don't get into all the theological stuff. They just look up and say, wow. And that's kind of the thing that hers is about. And both of them have had quite a walk with God, many of them, many times wandering away like all of us do. Experiences times of heartaches and things like that. One of the songs that Allie does is called "You Won't Abandon Me." You won't abandon me, and just kind of this idea that even when we walk away and do things, God is going to be there for us and help us through those. It's going to be a worship set. They'll be leading us in worship, but also doing some of their own songs. This is actually the first time that Richland Center Free Methodist Church has had somebody like that in probably about 15 years. So it's kind of exciting to bring this to Richland Center. We're wanting to do this as a community outreach, just not for the church, but just for Jesus and for letting people know that God is love. So
why now, Pastor?
Why now? Yeah. Oh boy. I don't know, because that's when it filled their calendar.
The time is right.
Yes, the time is right. We haven't done it before, and I've been looking for doing this. I'm actually here in my third year as I'm an interim pastor at the church, and at some point in time, I'll probably re-retire and move back down south to Greenville, Illinois. But the purpose is to try to build whatever we can in this community to raise it up. There's a lot of things facing us in Richland Center in this area that are not so pleasant. And we want to be shining a bright light, a beacon of hope in the community. So.
It sounds like both young women are going to be doing a little bit of their testimonial while they do the songs, too.
They will. Right? They will give some of that. Like I said, they'll lead us in worship. They'll give some of the testimonial as what they do. In fact, if people wanted to go on Katie's website, well, either of them, Katie's is KatyKinard.com, and she gives a testimonial about her walk in there. And then Allie does as well, AllieCrummy.com. So they can do that. We're going to be putting a few things on our Facebook page as well as some of this, so people can look at that too and see that. So
no tickets are required?
No tickets are required. We will take a love offering. Thank you for mentioning that. We will take a love offering for their expenses. They are traveling in from a distance, and so we'll be taking a love offering for their expenses at both. It's going to be 10:30 in the morning at our church at our regular worship hour, and then also 5 o'clock p.m. In the backyard of the church, if it's not raining, in the backyard of the church, we'll have a concert as well, and the public is welcome to both of those services. I'm assuming they'll do different things at them, and so they'll want to, for the evening service, they'll want to bring lawn chairs to be able to sit outside and enjoy enjoy the nature, as the ladies sing.
Oh, so. You bet. You know, and that gives people an opportunity. Maybe they're going to attend service at their own church, but then right. they can come right. at night as well.
Right, yeah. We had lined it up for the morning, and they didn't have any place for the evening, so we just said, how about you just stay here? We'll just do something in the backyard and just make it open for everybody. So, yeah, if they don't have services in the evening, they are welcome to come out for that. This is not just to get people from other churches to come over. This is for our neighbors that are going to be around there too. So we'll try not to be too loud to blast them out, but we want to welcome everybody to come for that. Our yard is quite big. It's to the east of the church building, and our building's at 405 South Park Street, corner of Park and Kinder Street. And so our yard is behind that, to the east of that, and it's quite large. We could sit 200 or 300, I'm sure, if they brought their lawn chairs for that. So,
well, that'd be a nice problem to have, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
hope that is the case. Yep. So tell me about some other things going on with the Free Methodist Church and Richland Center for the future here, maybe for the summer?
Yeah, for the summer, we have a lot of camps going on. Our camp is at Sky Lodge Christian Camp. It's up by Montello. And so, in fact, next week is actually our young teen camps up there. It's for kids entering 7th through 9th grade, and it's a time for them to experience God and fellowship with other kids, and they have a lot of fun up there. There's a really beautiful pool, and there's just all kinds of activities they can do, horseback riding and things like that. So we have that. We have, following that, we have junior camp, which is for grades 4 through 6, grades 4 through 6. Similar type thing, and then during the summer we'll just have our regular services. Now during the 6th of July, I will actually be gone, and Joanne Krulatz, who is on staff here, is going to be preaching in my place on July 6th there, and so we'll just be doing that. We're looking forward to a lot of different things, getting ready for the fall. In fact, actually, it's kind of cool because in the fall, we'll not only have our children's program on Sunday nights, but we're starting a new youth program as well. So we'll have youth program for students from 6th grade on up to senior high school. So we're looking forward to that. So it's been a long time since we've had a youth program in our church, and we're just kind of looking forward to it. So,
well, that's the future, right?
Yep, that's right. That's all about. It's the present, too.
The present as well.
Yeah. I spoke at baccalaureate for the high school graduating class here, and I looked out at the students there, the seniors that were graduating. I thought, you know, these aren't the future. This is the present. This is our world now. It's pretty exciting too, because that was a good group of kids. Mm-hmm. They were all good students and just good leadership material. So I think Richland County is pretty healthy in leaders. I think we're going to be fine.
What was the focus of your speech, by the way, at baccalaureate?
The message was for such a time as this. It was from the book of Esther, about Esther who was put into a place of position to save her people and to help her people prosper. And that was just the message, that who knows, but for such a time as this, God has brought you to this place. You know, the idea of encouragement that God's going to use them.
Right. And, you know, you never know who you touch. You know what I mean? You know, it's like you never know. You're kind of planting that seed, and hopefully somebody remembers that down the road, right?
Yeah. So, like I said, they're good. They're good kids. They're kind of exciting. I've gotten invited to like 20-some graduation open houses, and I'm a substitute teacher out there at the high school.
Oh, yeah.
And so for a substitute to get invited out there to their open houses, that was a cool honor that they invited me to that. So
I bet it is. We enjoy your spots on the radio as well. You speak a lot from personal experience, don't you?
I've got to do some new ones. You've been playing reruns, but I do have some other experiences to call from. But yeah, so I like doing those. It just takes. It takes and puts our faith to where real life is. What have we gone through? What things, and what is God saying to us? You know, just the purpose of that is just to be an encouragement and a hope for people, and just kind of this is how we're supposed to live. So.
Well, we've really enjoyed those. We hope that people will come out coming up on Sunday. Is this going to be like the, maybe the first of a series of concerts?
I'm hoping so. Yeah. We don't have anything else planned. I will want to see how this goes, and we're putting ourselves out there on this one to do this. So if anybody's interested in some other things, they could contact us. We've had some groups contact us about it, and it's just not worked out in time to do it. But yeah, we'd like to have some others out there and just do this as a, you know, not just once every 15 year thing. So
it'll make your worship service Sunday morning pretty special.
Yeah, so. It is going to be special. Like I said, we'll take a love offering, but it's going to be a time where we just as a church, just instead of going through the motions of what normally you do on Sunday, standing up, singing and praying and hearing some old guy stand up there and yell at you. Well, I don't yell too much. But anyway, it's going to be a time where we just can kind of sit back and just bathe at the feet of Jesus as we worship. So I'm looking forward to it. So.
I'm sure music is a part of your regular service anyway.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It is. We've got a great worship team, and then we've got a pianist that does a hymn for us as well. But yeah, it's a part of our praise and worship is a part of our service. It's part of who we are. So
good deal. So 10:30 this Sunday morning, and then around 5 o'clock for the outdoor concert. Then.
And we're hoping that we might even have some popcorn on.
Ooh.
On 5 o'clock p.m. We'll see. Got to see if we can get things working for that. So.
Check and see if that's in the budget.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be a great show. And again, give us the names again, maybe their website, so people want to look them up in advance.
Allie Crummy. It's Allie. Mm-hmm. CRUMMY.com is her website, and then Katie Maples, but her website is Katie Kinard, KATYKINARD.com.
Do they typically tour together then?
No, well, more and more, but they're from two different cities, and they've been doing more together. In fact, Allie will be in another town in Iowa Saturday. We were going to try to do a Saturday evening instead of a Sunday evening, but she wouldn't be there, so we decided to do it Sunday evening. And then Katie will be flying in from her home, and their agent is going to be meeting her at the airport and bringing her out to meet us. And the interesting is their agent is another Free Methodist minister from Michigan. He's a single father of two teenage daughters. He's doing a wonderful job raising them. But he followed me. I was a pastor in Peoria, Illinois for 10 years from 2000 to 2010. And he followed me as the church there. And then I got to know him. And that's how I got connected with Katie and Allie is through him. So
if they've been playing music that long and everything, it's going to be good stuff.
Yeah, it's really good stuff. It's personal too. It's kind of like the life tracks that I do. It's something from their experience, things that they're really feeling in their heart, and when they do their music, you can tell they're living it, and that's the cool part.
They're not faking it.
Nope, they're not faking it. So they're not just doing a performance. So,
well, good luck with your event.
Yep, thank you very much.
We hope it goes well. Yep. Pastor Tim Ward joining us from Richland Center Free Methodist Church here in Richland Center. Again, the concerts at 10:30 during their regular worship, and then also at 5 o'clock. Both are open to the public this coming Sunday.